Unlike most states pumping crude oil from the ground, California is the only state not taxed at the pump. Denise Guerra reports on why advocates for an oil severance tax say it's extra money state education desperately needs.
One of the most popular visions of California oil comes from the popular 60s sitcom, Beverly Hillbillies.
He kept his family fed, and then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas.
Jed struck oil in Texas, but he would have been just as smart to find oil in California. The Golden State is the fourth largest producing state in the U.S. It is also the only state not to charge taxes to extract it. Senate Democrat Noreen Evans of Santa Rosa introduced a bill this month to tax oil companies 9.5% that she says will raise $2 billion annually to raise funds for California schools. And though the bill failed to pass in Sacramento twice, this time Evans has the backing of cash-strapped college students. Students, teachers, and community advocates gathered today in front of Occidental Petroleum in Westwood. Darius Levy from the American Federation of Teachers joined them.
At the end of the day, you have to look at the fact that we can incorporate this tax, and they'll be profitable, still a billion times over, whatever. You know, they'll still be a $1 billion company. You know,
Occidental Petroleum is one of several major oil producers to actively oppose the tax. Together, Big Oil spent $95 million in 2006 to defeat a similar tax. Tupper Hall is a spokesman for the Western States Petroleum Association. He says that this will actually increase state taxes, which will end up costing everyone, including students.
Students, last I checked, also drive cars and purchase fuel and have to get from point A to point B. And so they're going to be impacted at that end of the equation as well when you start tripling the tax on oil production in California.
The 2006 bill passed the legislature, but then Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger vetoed it. Advocates for the oil severance tax hope the bill by Noreen Evans will have a different outcome. But Governor Brown has been vocal that he opposes the idea of any new taxes. Denise Guerra, Annenberg Radio News.